there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Better late than never. Here I am, everybody. There's Evan. There you are, listening at home, in the car, wherever you're listening. I prefer the Devil Radio app. That's my favorite way to listen. But we got a big show, a really big show, an extremely big show. Unless that's the team of U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin calling to cancel. We're going to have a big show because Tammy Baldwin's joining us, my fair senator, my progressive senator. She's joining us at the bottom of this hour, like 20 minutes. Also, with all due respect to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and, you know, we haven't really offered him any due respect because he's not due any respect. But we've got a U.S. senatorial candidate of the Democratic stripe, another one, Alex Lazary. He is amongst the top tier here in the state of Wisconsin. A top-tier candidate. He is a Bucks executive on leave, and he's joining us once again. Last time he was here, I think he brought the championship ring. Well, the returning champ joins us at 4:05 Central Time, so make a note of it. But the big talk, the big issue of the day, of the week, and you all heard it here if you tuned in yesterday. Joe Biden, the president's speech, led the show for like 42 minutes. And we played it in its entirety, and we were proud to do so. And I thought it was a stem winder. I thought he did well. I've loved these last two speeches from Biden. He's shown passion. He's shown gumption. He's not taking any more malarkey. January 6th, that was a great speech. Yesterday, a little slower to start, but he built momentum. And this is a very important issue. Went down to Atlanta, Georgia, and talked about voting rights. And called out, be it Democrats, be it Republicans, primarily called out U.S. senators, be on the right side of history. Well, Joe Biden's going to meet with the Democratic caucus, the Senate Democratic caucus, tomorrow. Little luncheon on the Hill. Joe's bringing a little weight to bear. And I know we talk a lot on this show, Manchin, Sinema. But I would point out, there's not a lot of Republicans out there doing the right thing right now, not offering perhaps some watered-down, diluted version of your better regular beer. I guess that microphone was on, too. I just turned them all on. There is a diluted, watered-down version that the Republicans will offer. And I do have some fear that the Democrats will, you know, lose sight of the more important issue. You know, the vote on this, voting rights, coming up suddenly. Supposed to happen on January 17th. That's Monday. That's right around the corner. So Joe Biden better be persuasive. And I thought I had heard some conversation, some chatter overnight. A meeting of the minds, U.S. senators had gotten together overnight. And I thought I saw Sinema's name mentioned. And that would be movement in perhaps the right direction. But right now, the betting odds in Vegas, they're slim. No one thinks this is going to happen. Not the big bill. Not the Democratic bill, not the democracy, little d democracy saving bill. That'd be troubling, but, you know, that's Monday's problem. We got today's problem. Today's problem, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, the minority leader over on the Senate side. Well, Mitch would like to characterize the speech from our pal Joe Biden quite a bit differently. I mean, to hear Mitch McConnell tell it, and we're going to share a little sound. Not a lot, a little bit of sound. Because, you know, this stretches reality. You didn't hear the same speech I heard. I know you didn't. I know you're just, you're projecting, you're casting what you wish this speech sounded like. And you know the vast majority of Republicans, the Trumpsters, the MAGA hat wearers, they didn't listen to the president's speech. So you feel, you know, you feel like you can go and lie in public from the Senate chamber about what the president said yesterday. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe me. Well, I don't believe you, Mitch. Let's hear it from the horse's ass. Cut number 40, if you would, Mitch McConnell.
The president's rant yesterday was incoherent, incorrect, and beneath his office.
You did not listen to the speech. I know you didn't. You don't want to be in the crosshairs here, the rhetorical crosshairs, but you know that A, he was not incoherent, he was strong, and B, he's talking about your party. Your party is the party of suppression. The Jim Crow 2.0, he's looking at you, Mitch McConnell. Maybe not you, maybe state lawmakers. I'm going to turn back to yesterday's notes from that fine speech. What did he say exactly? Give me one more second. The two prongs were voter suppression and election subversion. The big lie, Mitch. It ain't our party making the big lie. You would like to claim the big lie is what? What? More Mitch McConnell, just a little bit. A little broccoli. Cut 41, if you would, Evan.
To demonize Americans who disagree with him, he compared, listen to this, a bipartisan majority of senators to literal traitors.
I'm not sure that he did, Mitch. But if you're being a traitor, that makes you traitorous. I'm not sure if he said that about you, sir. But your caucus, they're pretty damn traitorous. One more from the minority leader, and let's keep it that way. Cut number 42, please. Senator Mitch McConnell.
I did not recognize the man at the podium yesterday.
Oh, you recognize him. You saw him on January 6th. You saw him again yesterday, Mitch. You don't like him because he is the strong, he is the persuasive, the ass-kicking Joe Biden. I like that Joe Biden. Couple of quick headlines. First and foremost, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader on the House side, is going to be asked to voluntarily testify to the January 6th committee. Voluntarily. You think he will? And do they have the power to subpoena one of their own? I'm not exactly sure. But that is the breaking news as we take the airwaves today. CNN reporting that. So we'll update you. That's breaking news. And they did. They, you know, when they invite you to testify, they do give you an explanation. They do send you along, you know, some homework. Here's why we think your testimony would be relevant. Because you talked to the president on January 6th, effectively. So we'll wait for more details to be flushed out. But the breaking news at this hour, Kevin McCarthy, he's in the spotlight. And back to the Senate side. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted President Joe Biden's speech, pushing for the Senate to change filibuster rules to pass voting and elections legislation, saying Biden compared a bipartisan majority of senators to literal traitors. How profoundly unpresidential. McConnell said Wednesday on Capitol Hill, I've known, liked, and personally respected Joe Biden for many years. I did not recognize the man at the podium yesterday. As I said, I like that guy better. That's the ass-kicking Joe Biden. That is the presidential chief executive Joe Biden. You know, sort of new and improved. McConnell said Biden's speech was a rant, incoherent, incorrect, beneath his office, and unbecoming of the president of the United States. Biden in Georgia on Tuesday equated supporters of Senate rule changes to civil rights icons and opponents to segregationists and a leader of the Confederacy. Jefferson Davis, I think, was the one. Here are more quotes. I'm not going to do a voice. This is Joe Biden. I don't do a Biden. At consequential moments in history, they present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln? There it is. Or Jefferson Davis. McConnell said that Biden's speech is further proof of why the filibuster, which requires 60 votes to advance most legislation, should stand. Wait, I'm just trying to wrap my head around his logic. I'm not going to keep doing the McConnell voice. I know you love it, but, you know, just so much. Small doses. You could not invent a better advertisement for the legislative filibuster than what we have just seen. A president abandoning rational persuasion for pure, and I don't even know how he said this word. I heard it on a soundbite. I'm not great with enunciation, McConnell, but demagoguery. I'm pretty sure it sounded like that. A president shouting that 52 senators and millions of Americans are racist unless he gets whatever he wants is proving exactly why the framers built the Senate to check his power. This whole display is the best possible argument for preserving the Senate rules that extend deliberation, force bipartisan compromise, and let cooler heads prevail. You know, historically, the filibuster, when it's been used, not really to block the advancement of minorities and civil rights. Historically speaking, I mean, almost entirely, that's why it's been used. And here we go again. You know, we're back fighting the fights of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And now we turn to century and we're still fighting these fights. And Mitch McConnell, you know you are on the wrong side of history. I heard Donald Trump, March of 2020, said something to the effect, you know, if people can vote more readily, Republicans will never win another race. Yes, probably not. Not with this attitude. Get together, Republicans. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. We got this show. Fine one. Stacked. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin at the bottom of this hour. Alex Lazary, a U.S. senatorial candidate on the Democratic side. In the top of the happy hour. In your calls, they could be next. 844-967-2789.